Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
The Phoenix Suns back in the win column after seeing their franchise record 18-game winning streak snapped over the weekend. But it wasn't as easy as it looked like it would be for a time. Suns led by as many as 16 points over the Spurs in the third quarter, but allowed San Antonio to get back in the game. They tied it with 5:38 left before the Suns pulled away with a 108-104 win at Footprint Center over the Spurs. After the Spurs tied the game, Suns buckled down. They hit 7 of 9 shots down the stretch, including two threes by Cam Johnson to help preserve their 20th win of the season. Chris Paul led the way with 21 points, including 10 in the fourth quarter. Also added 10 assists. Jay Crowder had 19 points, 13 of those coming in the third quarter. Suns now 20-4, off until Friday when they host the Boston Celtics in another nationally televised game from Footprint Center.
Weird game last night. I thought JaVale McGee came out and saved the team early. I thought Cam Johnson driving the basketball was a revelation. And then Chris Paul, crunch time minutes once again. What can you say about the guy?
Yeah, if you had concerns about Chris Paul like somebody did on this show, yours truly, he put those to rest last night. Game was on the line, and he just simply took over. The Suns became the first team in the NBA to reach the 20-win mark, but they did not have that distinction for very long as Steph Curry hit 7 three-pointers, scored 31 points. Andrew Wiggins had 8 threes and scored 28 in the Warriors' 126-95 rout over the Orlando Magic. Golden State now 20-4 as well. They will next play Portland on Wednesday before the Warriors go on a 5-game Eastern road trip. Cardinals with their day off today, still 6 days away from their Week 14 showdown with the Los Angeles Rams on Monday Night Football at State Farm Stadium. And speaking of the Cardinals, if you thought they really tailored their game plan because of weather conditions on Sunday, how about what the New England Patriots did last night on Monday Night Football? The Pats' Mac Jones threw the ball 3 times in the entire game, completing 2 for 19 yards. Damian Harris ran for 111 yards and a touchdown. Pats win 14-10 in a slugfest in frigid Buffalo. The Patriots now 9-4. They've won 7 straight. They are number one in the AFC overall, and they padded their AFC East lead over Buffalo and Miami with the win heading into their Week 14 bye.
This game transcended for a lot of reasons. As Mike Reese said earlier this morning, last night's game kind of made that pendulum swing right back to the middle in the Brady-Belichick debate. One of the greatest, is that the greatest all-time sports debate?
Sports debate.
It's the most legit
current,
sports debate.
And it's current still.
Active.
Even though they're both 90 years old, it's still current.
All right, I got a lot to say about last night's game. I felt so sad, and yet I felt so in awe at the same time. I'll explain later.
Look, I think still most of the top flight power lies in the NFC. But the AFC right now, after Monday Night Football, Bick, you have 8 teams that have 4 or 5 losses in that conference. It is going to be a crazy end to determine playoff positioning in the AFC. It's fantastic stuff. The Coyotes lost their 3rd straight. They fell on the road to the Dallas Stars 4-1. Yotes tied the game 1-1 in the second period on Shane Gostisbehere's pretty goal, but Dallas struck for 3 goals in the 3rd period, including 2 from Jamie Benn within 2 minutes of each other. They iced the game. Coyotes start a 3-game homestand Friday night in Glendale against the Florida Panthers. The Phoenix Mercury will have a new head coach, the team announcing they've mutually parted ways with Sandy Brondello, who held that job down for 8 seasons. A little bit of a surprise. Contract was up, but the Mercury were 2 games away from winning a WNBA championship. She was 150 and 108 in her time with the Mercury. Heisman Trophy finalists were announced yesterday. 3 quarterbacks and a defensive end. Bryce Young of Alabama, C.J. Stroud from Ohio State, and Kenny Pickett from Pittsburgh, the quarterbacks. And Michigan defensive end Aiden Hutchinson will be in New York for Saturday's trophy ceremony. Oregon, their football team looking for a new
Bama
head coach.
Yeah, fans are all angry that they didn't get a defensive player in the room. It's the Heisman Trophy. It's so stupid they let me vote on it.
Do you have a vote? You don't have a vote this year.
I voted yesterday.
Oh.
Yes.
He's wearing a sticker. You don't see a sticker? I voted today.
I actually spent 90 minutes that I will never get back vetting candidates.
I could have told you who to vote for. It was pretty easy after Saturday, wasn't it?
It kind of was. but I didn't want to just...
Reward Alabama.
Just give it to your
right.
You know, just give it to your secretary to fill out or whatever.
Yeah,
right.
That's what the coaches do in the coaches poll.
Right.
Oregon looking for head coach Mario Cristobal turned down a reported 10-year contract extension and bolted to take over his alma mater, Miami. Cristobal went 35-13 as Oregon's head coach. Speaking of the Ducks, they also won't have defensive end Kayvon Thibodeau for the Alamo Bowl against Oklahoma. Thibodeau entering the NFL draft instead, so he's skipping that game. He has a chance to be the first player taken.
You know what I realized? There was a time when this started, people were aghast, and that wasn't that long ago.
No, I remember. It was Christian McCaffrey.
It was.
And there was another running back that escapes me right now.
Yeah, so there were a couple of guys, and it was like,
skipping
what?
A bowl game? Don't they know these are sacred rituals?
And now it dawns on me, if you do not have guys skipping your bowl game, you do not have a good enough program. You are not recruiting well enough. Or you are not developing NFL draft prospects enough.
Or your program is just playing in crappy bowl games.
Yeah, that too.
Or you're like U of A and you don't have to worry about that. And you never go to a bowl game.
Wouldn't do to have players skip a bowl game right now. New college basketball rankings came out, and for the first time ever, the Purdue Boilermakers, the number one team in the AP Top 25, Baylor second, Duke third, UCLA Gonzaga round out the top five, Arizona State at number 11 for another week, and Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit died Monday after a workout at Santa Anita.
I am so disturbed by this. What this story looks like and feels like is so heinous.
It does right now without all the details.
Yeah.
Bob Baffert is the trainer.
Uh-huh.
He said the horse died from a heart attack.
If you remember
back in May, Medina Spirit tested positive after winning the Kentucky Derby. Tested positive for betamethasone, illegal medication, but it's not allowed on race day.
The horse was just eating contaminated hay. Don't you know that? Somebody urinated in the stall. The horse was just eating contaminated hay. That's what Bob Baffert said.
This is cancel culture.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
That's how he played it off.
He went there. Do you know how nefarious you would have to be to pump horses full of drugs to win races?
I'm starting to think at this point of my life, you know, at past the age of 50, I'm starting to think maybe horse racing is not on the up and up.
And that people
are the worst.
Yep.
There you go. There's your splash for Tuesday, December 7th.